This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in.
There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers. There's a party over here. There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers.
I walked in the club, shorty dancing all around, twerking. She dipping low, ass all on the ground. Give me a shot of something strong I can sip on. I did a two-step to DJ.
Welcome to the Slackest Talk Podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, November 9th. 2023, and on today's show, I want to talk to y'all about the word nigga, and more specifically, I want to talk to y'all about an incident that happened, and more directly, to give it to you front, center, and direct, there was a white man that got caught calling a black man a nigga. So this one is deep. This one is deep, this one is personal, and without a doubt, let's get it in.
Welcome to the Vision Live Network. You are now tuned in to the Slack is Talk podcast, hosted by film producer Jason Slack and presented by the Vision Live Network. The Vision Live Network is the home of a number of today's popular podcasts. Since you are already a fan, you might as well subscribe. Visit www.visionlivenetwork.com, go to the Slack is Talk podcast, then click the subscribe button. That's it. It's that simple. The show will be delivered to your device every time there is a new episode. Now you can hear all the talk from the 40 Vision man himself. Thanks for tuning in to the Vision Live Network, where you can experience our vision live. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions are two proud sponsors of the Vision Live Network, working together to bring us the best listening experience possible. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions, two marquee names in our industry today. For more information, visit 40visionfilms.com.
And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. As always, man, you're rocking with the best. It's your boy, film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the Talk of New York. I just want to say thank y'all, man. You know, thank y'all for tuning in each and every week. We continue to rock out. You know what I'm saying? We continue these bangers. We continue to do what we do. And I just want to tell y'all, I appreciate y'all. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. As you heard on the commercial at the top of the show, definitely, man, you know, if you haven't already, subscribe to the show, you know, subscribe to the podcast. It makes things much easier for you, man. You know, if you don't know what the subscription do, it's free. You can binge listen. It's available to you for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I can't say enough about it, man. It's on all your favorite platforms. You know what I'm saying? Most importantly, man, it's convenient. As soon as a new episode becomes available, you know, it's sent straight to your device, just like that. You know what I mean? So if you haven't already, hit the subscription button. You know what I mean? We 3 years in. Time is going by fast, man. You know, we in the middle of November. Might as well say we exactly 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. Exactly a month and some change away from Christmas. I just can't believe it, man. It's about to be 2024 already. You know what I'm saying? Already, man. Like this year was like a blur. But that's what happens, man, when when you're having fun and you get to talk to your fan base and you do, you know, you get to do what you enjoy the most, and that's chop it up with your people. And I love it. And in saying so, you know, it's that time of the year. As y'all know, you know, all my day one fans, y'all know, you know what I'm saying, I go on break during the month of December. And, you know, January, we right back at it, man. You know, we start up a new season. You know, January 1st is the anniversary day of the Slackers Talk podcast. And I haven't looked. I gotta see which day that falls on. But as always, man, we, you know, if not the first, we'll be back that week. And y'all know what January is. That's Martin Luther King week. You know, we celebrate the man himself, Dr. Martin Luther King. That's the reason why I'm here today. That's the reason why I do what I do. And then, you know, here comes February. You know what I'm saying? Black History Month. You know what I mean? We celebrate those that contributed to the culture. You know, we celebrate those that made the Slackers Talk possible. You know, we celebrate those that suffered through that hard knock life, so me and you can have a better life. You know what I'm saying? I gotta represent that. You know what I'm saying? As y'all heard me say a million times, I continue to say, like, those are my two favorite months here on the Slackers Talk, man, because, you know, it keeps me on my toes, man. I talk about people that did their thing before I was born. You know what I'm saying? So I'm forced to do my research. You know, I'm forced to dive in. And if it sounds like I don't know what I'm talking about, please believe, man, I got some old cats that's ready to get at me. You know what I mean? So, like, just gear up for that. You know what I'm saying? In 2024, I got some surprises for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I might do a whole show about that, you know what I'm saying, before we go on our break. Shout out to my Vision for Kids organization. You know, November, we only celebrating one birthday so far in the organization, and that belongs to my man Seven, who celebrated his third birthday, you know, this past Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? He had a party and everything. He loved it. Go over to the social media page, man. The man is on social media already, man. Show him some love. You know what I mean? That's my number one recruit. He will be playing for Dream Elite in the future. That's for sure. You know, that's my project, man. I got to make sure he go to the league. You know what I mean? That's my ace right there. That's my man. You know what I mean? So shout out to Seven. Happy birthday. We hope you celebrated all month long. And we love you here on the Slackers Talk podcast, man. So, you know, man, before we dive, you know, into our topic, man, you know, I've been receiving a lot of shade, man. You know, my New York Jets, we lost this past Monday, and I don't know, man, for some reason, like, I know it was a Monday night game, and we was the only game, you know, playing as far as the NFL go that night. But for some reason, man, that game, I received the most, like, shade. I don't know why, man. You know, I guess maybe because it was Monday night and all eyes on us. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it, but I want to take a minute to vent real quick, man. This quarterback situation, man, it got to go, man. It got to go. You know, I'm this little small talk ain't going to do it no justice. I'm going to have to do a show on it over on the Sports Court Network. You know, over on my Slackers Sports show. But having no quarterback, man, is no fun. If you have an NFL team and y'all have a good quarterback, y'all should keep him, man. Y'all should keep him. You know, all my life, you know, being a Jet fan, like, there's only, like, maybe 3 years that I have experienced, like, decent quarterback play. You know, Brett Favre for a year, Vinny Testaverde, Chad Pennington had some good years, you know what I'm saying, I can't front, and that's about it, man. You know, maybe I'm missing somebody else, but, I mean, that's about it. Like, no fun like having all dogs on defense and you can't score like one single touchdown. It's degrading, man, and it's depressing. You know what I mean? It's very depressing. So, you know, quick, I want to help you out real quick. If you have a good quarterback, you should keep him. You know, bottom line. But let's dive right in. You know, I'm due venting. I got that out of my system. You know, we most likely probably won't be making the playoffs yet again. I don't know how to feel about Aaron Rodgers trying to come back. I'll talk about that later. But I'm done, man. You know, I'm done. I'll watch. We'll have the number one defense out there and stopping everybody. But, you know, as far as winning, it's crazy, man. But I'm due venting. I'm going to put that past me. I'm done. I'll be okay. You know, shout out to Duke. We won. And we got some recruits coming in. But without further ado, man, let's jump straight in, man. I got a serious topic that needs to be talked about, a serious topic that needs to be addressed. And it's about the use of the word nigga. You know what I'm saying? The use of the word nigga. Basically, to be nice, we call it the N-word. And, you know, is it okay to say it? You know, when is it okay? How is it okay? Who could do it? You know, that type of thing. You know what I'm saying? I want to get into that. And also, there was an incident. You know, an incident that took place. And let's start off by talking about the incident first. Before we get in, is it okay to say it and all that kind of stuff? And, you know, who could do it and how and, you know, that type of thing. Let's talk about the incident. So the incident at hand basically was there was a situation on the job, you know, on the job where there was a white guy and a black guy, you know, having a conversation, and it was dealing with work. It was, you know, dealing, you know, with something work related. So, you know, basically anything work related is business. It's not personal. You know what I'm saying? It's not personal at all. So if we all know how business works and how, you know, jobs operate, which I'm sure we all do. You know, certain people play certain roles. You know, you have your management, you know, you have your supervisors, you might have, you know, your front office or whatever, you know, different jobs, different titles, you know what I'm saying? But you got your workers, you got people in charge, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, just by living life and knowing how life works, you're not always going to get along with your supervisor. You're not always going to get along with the people that you work with. You know, that's just a part of life. God made everybody different. Everybody's going to have like different point of views. Everybody's going to have a different vision. Everybody's going to have different ideas, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes two people can have like two different ideas. And the key word is sometimes. Two people can have like two different ideas and both be right. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it could be a case where one person doesn't know what they're talking about. Or one person doesn't have like the experience. You know what I'm saying? There's all types of different point of views and different situations in life. Like, it's, you know, dealing with everything. You know, work, sports, whatever, you know. There's all, you know, different types of situations. But there's a certain, like, there's a certain professionalism that you should always, like, keep. You understand what I'm saying? Like, even if you don't get along with a person, you still got to be professional. You know, you can voice your opinion or, you know, maybe like your dislike or your disagreement or something like that. But you got to stay professional. You know what I'm saying? It's a good, being professional, like, it's a good practice to have. You know, because when you work, and here's the thing about, like, working and having a job. And a lot of people don't look at it like this. You know, I know some people that do, but a lot of people don't. When you work a job, your crew, the people that you work with, your supervisors and stuff like that, you're around that person just as much as your regular family. You know what I'm saying? Or more. Sometimes more. Most of the time you're around the people at your job more than you're around your family. You know what I'm saying? So it'll drive you crazy, man. Like, you know, not to be professional and not to, like, take it easy. And, you know what I'm saying? If you don't, it's going to drive you crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? I say that to say, if you stay professional and you find a lane and you find a way to, like, if not get along, you know, I know it's a job, you don't have to get along. It helps a lot. It damn sure helps a lot. But you don't get paid for people to like you. I understand that. And there's a lot of people that feel that way. But it helps a lot. But if you could find a way to, like, stay professional and stay in your lane and be at least, like, tolerable to other people, it'll go a long way for you. It'll go a long way. It'll work out. It'll work out a whole lot better, and it'll save, like, a lot of things. You know what I mean? And the reason why I say that you should stay professional, the reason why I say that is because if you don't stay professional, or you're a person that tries to fake it until you make it. You know, I heard that expression a lot. And, you know, I got a partner of mine that was his favorite thing. Fake it till you make it. This is crazy, man. You know what I mean? That was his thing every day. Fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. Shout out to Byron on that one. You know who you are. I know you out there listening. But the reason why I say, like, you should be professional and make sure that you're real with it. Because if you're not, you go slip up one day. You know what I'm saying? If you faking anything in life, you go slip up one day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go out here faking every day, man. You go slip up one day. Like, something is bound to happen. And in this situation, it did. Man got caught slipping. So the situation goes, you know, they were having a conversation. You know, words were spoken. You know, I don't know not sure how the conversation went or what it was about. But in this situation, it really doesn't matter. And the conversation was done. You know, they had got off the phone with each other, right? And in this particular case, after orders were given or however it went about, you know, the work situation and all that, in this in particular case, there were a number of witnesses that were also on the phone call that witnessed this conversation between the two people. So once the orders were handed out, there was a white guy who didn't like, you know, what was said or what he had to do or how the conversation went. So he didn't like it, but he thought that he hung up the phone. And I think y'all probably already know where I'm going with this. Conversation was over. He didn't like the way the conversation went. He thought he hung up his phone, but he didn't. So you continue working or doing what you do. All the while, your phone is still on. But you don't know that. So you faking the funk. Fake it till you make it. And not being professional and not being true to who you really are, you get to talking. And the first thing that comes out of your mouth is, man, I ain't gotta listen to that nigga. Now, you know, my classic films. I'm gonna take a page out of the Menace of Society book. When my man was doing the investigation, you know you done fucked up, right? Yeah, you done fucked up. The whole world, well, not the world, but a number of people, some of them black, heard you just call that man a nigga. Now, it really doesn't matter, man, if you thought the phone was off or not. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be having those kind of thoughts, man. You know, I heard all kind of stuff that, well, you know, it was a mistake leaving the phone on and, you know, he was upset. He didn't know and all that kind of stuff. The actual point is that he said it. And not only, and moreover, and even worse than you saying it, it's the idea that you really feel that way. You see, first off, it does, you know, some people feel the use of the N-word, the word nigga is the word nigga, regardless of who said it. You see, number one, that's a problem, right? You gotta be realistic, and you gotta be smarter than that. So, a black man saying that to another black man is one thing, but you fooling yourself if you think a white man doing it is no different than black on black. You're insane. Like you're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. You're entirely fooling yourself. And there's going to be people out there that's like I said, he left the phone on by accident. He was saying that in private. He didn't think nobody was around and all that, you know, all that stuff. But here's the problem, right? Here's the problem. First off, you was the one that left the phone going on. You know what I mean? If you're doing undercover stuff and you feel like a certain type of way, you might want to like police yourself a little bit better than that. You might want to make your list and then go ahead and check it two or three times if you're living that kind of life. You know what I'm saying? Like just, you know, give yourself a certain look to make sure, you know, everything is kept under the vest. That's what I would do, you know what I'm saying, if I was doing stuff like that. Secondly, it's like, even though he said it, he might have thought he was saying it in the private, and he was saying it amongst himself, people did hear it. And now that the cat is out of the bag, the question is to all the people that's been, you know, working with dude, that's been around him every day, that ever came across him, you know what the question is. Like, how many times did you do that, dog? Like, how many times in your life have you really said that to somebody and the person just don't know? Is this the only time ever that me and you have worked together or been on a job and you ain't like the way things going? So you said the N-word? Is this the first and only time? Or have you been doing that? We all know The answer to that, he's been doing that. He was like that all along. He was like that all along. Now, of course, surely, y'all know the deal. The people that heard him say that, of course, they spoke up and they said something. They reported it. They reported it to management. You know, they took it to the higher ups and everything else. Now, here's the twist. Here's the kicker. Here's what's going to blow your mind, right? Here's what's going to blow your mind. After this was reported, right, he was suspended. Get this. He was suspended for 2 days. Just 2 days. Now, of course, you know, this caused an uproar. You know, that's less than a slap on the wrist. It's next to nothing, you know. Some, you know, to some, you know, you were better off not saying nothing to him at all. You know, that's the law of the land, you know what I'm saying? Now, I don't have to like harp too much on how I feel about the 2 day business. I think y'all know. You know, I would like to think that, you know, I did most of my venting before this episode started earlier about my football team. And if I started venting again, it would probably be for another hour. And, you know, I don't want to like, I love talking to y'all, but I don't want to vent for a whole hour on the show. I don't want to do that to y'all, man. You know, I love y'all too much. But y'all know how I feel about that, right? And just in case you don't know, right? Here's the problem with that. Here's the problem with 2 days and him still being allowed to work, right? Possibly, you know what I'm saying? Here's the problem with that. This is not a situation where it just happened between two people and it can be worked out, you know, by those two people, or it could be like swept under a rug somewhere. You know, this is not that kind of situation. A situation like this affects everybody. It affects everybody. It's bigger than what you may know it to be. Now, check this out. This is for the people that think, okay, he just said the word nigga is no big deal, right? Even though, you know, him being white and he said it to he said it about a black man. You know, he wasn't in his face, nothing like that, but he was talking about a black guy, obviously, him being white, you know what I'm saying? Obviously. Here's why it's bigger than that, right? It's bigger than that because everybody know about it, first and foremost. And by everybody knowing about it, he still, potentially, if it's just 2 days, he still has to work there. Which means he still has to work with the same people. Now, all my listeners, all my fan base, we all are smart. We all businessmen. You know, we all got common sense. We all, you know, got all that good stuff. Education, everything. Right? We still, you know, we being the people he worked with, excuse me, we still have to be around this guy. We still gotta work with him. Every day that we get up, and like I said, when I say we, I'm talking about his crew. Every day that his crew get up and you see him, it's going to be a reminder that he said that. you're gonna know that he feels like that. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's a big incident. It's a big issue. Every day that you see him is going to be a reminder. Not only that, you know, who wants to be, who's going to want to be around him? Like, who's going to want to be around that? Like, who's going to accept that? Who is that going to be okay with? If, okay, he's not, how I really look at it, how I really look at it is if, you know, he can probably apologize all he want to, but how I see it, and maybe I'm wrong, you know, some people tell me, like, I hold grudges and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So y'all let me know how y'all feel, right? To me, like, situations like that, if you apologize, right, like, what are you really apologizing for? Are you apologizing because you said that and you should, and you know you shouldn't have said that? Or are you apologizing that you got caught? The reason why I ask that is because if you ain't never get caught, you wouldn't have came out and said, man, you know, you wouldn't have came out and told anybody, like, man, you know, I've been secretly, like, calling y'all niggas behind y'all back. Or, you know, I've been secretly using the N-word. You wasn't going to do that. This is only an issue, and you only saying anything because you got caught. Now, if I'm looking at that the wrong way, like, somebody need to, like, let me know. Now, that's the first thing. The second thing, a situation like that, like this, I don't think it's, well, let me ask you this way. Because you got caught saying it, right? Does that mean you don't feel that way no more? Like how? Like, what does you getting caught have to do with how you feel on the inside? I don't think the two go together. I don't think, again, you understand what I'm saying? Again, like, for you to continue working around these people, what did you learn? Like, how does, like, what changed? Like, how did your feeling or anything change? Because you got caught? That's a struggle to me. That's a situation to me. If you are a person, if you're a racist, and you can say, hey, you know what? I took some time out. I tried to change my life around, you know. I went into some black neighborhoods, or I've spoken to some black people, and I have, like, talked to them, and I have learned about their culture, and I've, like, really have gotten an understanding of who they are as a person, and the way they live, and their upbringing, and, you know, their struggles, and this, that, and the third. And, you know, I really did my research, and, you know, I decided that my views of life were wrong. You know, I was thinking that, you know, one race is better than the other. And, you know, now I see it's not. You know, people can change, but it's a story behind it. You know what I'm saying? You don't change because you got caught. You know what I'm saying? Change, in order for you to change something, it takes time. You know what I'm saying? For as long as you've been doing that, for however long, let's say 20, 30 years. If you've been doing something for 20 or 30 years, 1 or 2 days is not going to change your mind. You know, you can't undo in 1 or 2 days, you can't undo what you've been doing for 20 or 30 years. It has to be some kind of balance. Now, you know, another thing that doesn't work in his favor is the point of the matter is, and it's telling, all of the people that's like him, racist. Let me stop beating around the corner and get directly to it. So if you really take notice and you notice anything, a racist person never actually tells the person how they feel to their face. They never do. It never happens like that. In all my years of living, it never happens like that. What always happens is, in the history of life, now maybe it was different before I was born. You know, I wasn't there, I can't speak on that. But it always happens when the racist person has some type of girlfriend or mistress or business partner, and they feel like they can confide in this person. You know, this is my girl, this is who I go to bed with. So I can tell her, I can be real with her. I can tell her how I feel and everything. You know, I ain't got to hide nothing. Yeah, and it's true. Until she's not your girlfriend no more. Until the money stops or whatever situation is that y'all got going on. Now, she no longer has any ties to you. She's no longer in business with you. She's no longer in your bed or whatever. So now, there's no need for me to protect you. So now I'm going to hold up a mirror and I'm going to show the world who you really is. That's how it happens. Either that, some kind of camera, or they get caught on tape. You know what I'm saying? In this case, it's the phone. It's always by way of getting caught by accident or doing something stupid that they didn't think would come back and bite them. It's never like straight up to the person's face. Never. And this one, in this situation right here, falls right in line with all the rest of that. If you don't believe it, the former LA Clippers owner got caught, his mistress. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's out there. It's out there. It's never face to face. And it's never face to face because they don't want that smoke. But, you know, it's still being talked about. It's still being looked into, but that's got to be it. You know what I'm saying? When you do stuff like that, that's over. Because that's going to be an issue every day. That's going to be on people's mind every day. It's going to overtake everything else, the business. And it's going to be personal. He's not going to be able to be trusted no more. You know, people are not going to, you know, something don't go his way or anything like that. You're not going to be sure of how he's really taking it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, certain things, you know, you're just not going to be able to get around. And that's one of them, you know. Like I said, I always go back to the Clippers situation. You know what I mean? Like, there was no black players that was going to play for him under that circumstance. It just wasn't going to happen. And you know, this wasn't no different. Now, real quick, about the use of the word nigga. Like, how, who, when, and why. So I'm going to tell people, like, this is my rule. And, you know, I live by this. You know, I'm 42 years old. I was born in 1981. I was not around during racism. I take that back. I'm sorry. So racism still exists today. You know what I'm saying? Racism still exists today. So I wasn't around during slavery. I meant to say. And I'm glad I caught myself, because if I didn't, I would have got a couple of phone calls right after this show for some older cats that I deal with. I would have for sure got, you know, some phone calls on that. So I wasn't around, you know, during slavery, which, you know, of course, I can imagine during slavery, of course, like, racism was much worse. You know what I'm saying? I can only imagine because I wasn't born, right? So, I wasn't born during slavery. So, here's a couple of my rules. I live by it, and it has worked for me. You know, I've never had any issues. So, you know who you are as a person. You know who you are. Me, I'm humble. I can get along with any and everybody. Old, young, white, black. Whether you a sports person, whether you a doctor, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I try to get to know a little bit of everybody. I love versatility. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that know me, they know that. I'm versatile, right? And being versatile, and I think that's the best way to go, because you can adapt to any situation. Being versatile, you know how to adapt to any situation, and you know how to cater to different people. And what that means is, you pretty much know that you can't treat everybody the same. That's common sense. So, I can't talk to my homeboy that's my age the same way I would talk to an 80-year-old woman. You understand what I'm saying? The 80-year-old woman is old enough to be my mother. That 80-year-old woman was around during slavery. You understand what I'm saying? You have to treat everybody accordingly. The use of the N-word is no different. No different. If, plain and simple, I'm going to use this example. I'm going to use myself as an example. And like I said, you know yourself. You know your age. You know what you was around for. So, you know, everybody's situation is different. So I'm going to use myself as an example. I'm 40 years old, right? I'm 40. 42, to be exact. Anybody that's 60, maybe even 50, really, I don't call them a nigga. I'm not going to say, hey, what's up, nigga? I'm not going to say that to them, because they was around, you know, they probably witnessed, like, slavery. They older than I am. They was around, and they know, if you wasn't around, you being older, I would assume that you know more than I do. You know what I'm saying? You actually, like, felt it. You actually, like, saw it. I wasn't there, and I haven't seen it either. Neither one. I was too young for either one. So I have respect for it. So anybody that's up there in age, I'm not going to talk to them like that. Now, at the same time, there's people that age that's this cool as hell. You know, they lived it, but they have put that part of their life behind them. And, you know, they're ready to get down. Like, yo, what's up, nigga? You know what I mean? Like, right. If that's the case, if you find an older cat like that, that talks like that, and he has put that part of, you know, his life behind him, and or either that or it's not important, that's cool. But you let them say that, though. You let the other, as the person being older, you let them dictate that. You understand what I'm saying? You let them make that move, you know? So that way you can say, okay, you know, this is how you talk to me. Boom. It's okay to talk to you like that. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the same thing with everybody else. If it could be somebody 20 years old that don't like the word nigga, you still don't say that word to them. Even if they're younger. If it's their preference not to use that word, That's their preference. They have that right. So, my point being, it's not an age thing. It's accordingly. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the situation. You have to deal with people accordingly. If a person don't use that type of slang, then you know not to say it. If a person play with you like that, then you know you could play with them like that. Now, something to look out for. And, you know, my man Nas touched on this. Now, unfortunately, you know, there's two types. There's the word nigger, N-I-G-G-E-R, and there's nigger, N-I-G-G-A. In younger terms, you know, my age and younger, N-I-G-G-A is used to be cool, like, what's up, nigga? Now, the G-E-R, that's the slavery. You know what I'm saying? That's the racist. Now, there's older cats that, yo, I don't care which one you talking about. Like, I ain't messing with neither one of them. Like, whoever used either one of them is stupid. And you got to respect that, man, because, you know, they was around then. They know where that word came from. You know what I'm saying? They saw something that you haven't seen. You know what I mean? You have to respect that. They don't like it used in music. They can't stand it. Period. So, everything is accordingly, man. You have to know your environment. You have to know who you're around. You know what I'm saying? And the easiest way, if you're not sure about the rules, I don't know if you're a person that's mixed and you like confused or not sure whether to use it and that type of thing, I'll tell you, the easiest way, the easiest road, and the easiest way out is to like probably don't say it at all. If you don't use the word at all, you ain't never got to worry about being in this situation for it ever in life. You know, that's just the best way and the safest way to go. And I just want to leave y'all with this. You know, if you out there, if you hiding something or you have some stuff that you can't say in front of everybody. So there's a reason. There's a reason why you can't say that in front of everybody. And if you don't do nothing else, you better remember that reason why you can't say this in front of anybody else. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And treat everybody accordingly, man. And remember, if you have to hide it, man, you probably shouldn't do it. Y'all be safe out there. And we'll talk again next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.